Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast, or if this is your first ever episode, then welcome to the podcast family. Now, this episode, I am interviewing Annika. Annika has been on the podcast before, and we are doing a series between my podcast and her podcast that is basically called What Do You Think About? And in these episodes, we are having conversations about all things mindset, manifestation. And in today's episode, I'm asking her, what do you think about patterns in manifesting? But we are going to dive into so many topics. Annika is going to talk about the importance of bravery when it comes to manifesting and how really you need to be brave to manifest the big stuff. We are going to be dispelling some myths. I can't even say it. We're going to be dispelling them so much. We are going to be dispelling some myths around the idea that you have to have massive upheaval to manifest, or that something negative has to happen for something positive to happen. We're going to be talking about being in flow and alignment and all of that good stuff. So without further ado, I'm going to go into the episode. I'm going to make sure to leave all of Annika's information in the show notes. She's got some really juicy things to share with you, so make sure to go and check her out and make sure to follow this whole series on both of our podcasts. Okay, so I would love to welcome Annika back to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Annika, thank you for joining us for our second episode of What Do You Think About? Now, we'll talk about that in a second, but for anyone who hasn't heard you on the podcast before, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. So nice to be back on the pod. My name's Annika. I'm a health and mindset coach, and I specialize in alcohol-free living and manifestation.
Amazing. And now, I don't know if we've told this story before, but Annika and I are very good friends. We actually met through a mutual friend. And if anyone has listened to my podcast or taken any of my courses, you will have heard me talk about E Squared, the Pam Grout book, and how much I love it. Well, I know about that book because of Annika. And back in like, oh my gosh, what would it have been? Like 2017, maybe? I got a message from my friend saying, oh my gosh, I'm sitting with one of my friends. I think you'd absolutely love her. She said you will love this book. And I was like, oh, what's the book? E Squared by Pam Grout. And I sat in the car and I was like, all right then, I'll order it. And the rest is history. Annika now lives in the UK. And basically, we thought it would be a really good idea to bring some of our manifesting conversations to our podcast. So this is actually episode 2 of What Do You Think About? Where basically we take topics on mindset and manifestation and spirituality and ask each other, what do you think about? So you've already missed the first episode, so you need to go and check out Annika's podcast. I will make sure that all of the links to that are in the show notes. Annika, do you want to just tell everyone a little bit about your podcast so that people know what they can expect?
Yes, thank you. So my podcast is called the Alcohol Free Vibes Podcast, and it's all about the fact that basically alcohol is a manifestation block. It's something that we use to numb, and it's something that lowers our vibrations very, very quickly. And there are lots of different reasons why alcohol is a manifestation block. If you're interested in learning more about this and really revving up your spiritual journey in sobriety, even if you're just sober curious, or even if you're still drinking, you're like, oh, what's this about? Come on over and have a listen. And the first episode of this series is on my podcast. So you can come on over and listen to Victoria and I have our first ever what do you think about chat. And then you can come back over to this podcast. So we're going to be ping-ponging our episodes between our two podcasts over the course of this series. Yeah, I think I've covered everything there, Victoria.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Basically one episode on each. And it all came about because we realized that we sit and we meet in Birmingham often. And we have these kind of conversations. We're like, oh my gosh, that would have been such a good podcast episode. So we solved the problem and we brought it. So today, Annika, I want to ask you, what do you think about manifestation patterns or patterns of manifesting?
Oh, I love this question, Victoria. Manifestation patterning is so interesting because it's when we start to really pick apart the process of manifesting. And for me, it's actually about celebrating uncomfortable situations. We could call them tests. I know that that's not a word that you favor. Let's call them instead corrective experiences. When we start to look at our patterns, we can start to celebrate these corrective experiences, these uncomfortable moments, and see that they are really, really helpful in terms of manifesting. So I've noticed in my manifestation patterning and many of my clients that when we have something quote unquote bad happen, that, you know, old us, before we woke up, before we started working on ourselves, before we started learning about manifestation, spirituality, you know, when we were in our teens, let's say, quote unquote, bad things might have happened to us. And we might have gone, oh, this is unfair. Why does this always happen to me? Oh, I hate my life, et cetera, et cetera. And that's when we actually get quite stuck, isn't it? When we sit in that kind of pity party of like, I'm a victim and this isn't fair. Now, it's absolutely okay to feel sorry for ourselves. That's not a problem. But how we then view what's happening, rather than it happening to us, we see it happening for us. And these corrective experiences, for me, are a massive part of the process. And I have experienced firsthand that whenever I go through, you know, a little mini dark night of the soul, a big dark night of the soul, it usually is preceding a period of quite hard and fast manifestation. It's aligning me. It's preparing me for things to come through. So for me, that is a big part of the process. Now, that's not the only part. They're just like, they stand out, and I've got other parts, but I'll let you talk about your reflections on that before I move.
I was just gonna say I had to grab a pen because I was like, oh, I need to ask her about that, oh, I need to say about that. So interestingly, in June's the Manifestation Room live Q&A, someone asked a question, and well more than one person asked a question, but someone asked a question that was based on something she'd been seeing on TikTok. Now I know you're a big fan of TikTok. I'll make sure to leave your TikTok handle. Is that what you call it? Yeah, in the show notes. TikTok is an interesting place for me. I don't use it as much for manifestation stuff, but the reason she brought the question to the live is because she was saying, I'm seeing a lot of people on TikTok saying something bad has to happen for something before something good can happen. And I'm paraphrasing, and actually she clarified her question and she wasn't saying that she thought that, but she was just asking for my take on it because she was getting the impression that they were kind of saying you have to experience upset, you have to experience negativity, you have to experience a huge upheaval in your life to be able to manifest good stuff. And my take on it, and I'd love to hear your take on it because I think that's what you were talking about with the dark night of the soul. My take is we shouldn't see it as something bad has to happen for something good to happen, because that's not manifestation. That's not what we're looking for. But my view would be, if you are experiencing something negative, if you're in a place where you're like, this feels really uncomfortable, I feel really dysregulated, I feel really upset, I feel like the rug's being pulled out from under me, that often, as you said, precedes something good happening, because it's like the universe is saying, you're on the wrong track. I want to show you something even better, or there has to be space made for something else, but not that you have to experience something negative. And I just thought that was such an important message to talk about, because you come to TikTok, you come to Instagram, people come to this podcast. And like we were saying just before we recorded, I'm totally aware that everything I share on here is through the lens of how I see the world. It's through the lens of how I see reality, the way I use language. And my view of the podcast is I want to share, to my knowledge, the best information that helps people live the best lives. That's it. I totally agree that people will see things differently, but for there to be this concept that people might take on board of something negative has to happen for something positive, to me was like, whoa, no. So what's your take on that?
Okay, so my take on that is let's go back to that term, corrective experience. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're all powerful manifestors. And sometimes we are already energetically in position to receive something. So if we are in alignment, if our self-worth is a vibrational match for what we're calling in, we will call it in. It will come to us very quickly and easily. Okay. Corrective experiences are there where we need to grow our self-worth to get what we want. So when we're asking for really big stuff, that's a long way away from where we are. The bigger the jump, the bigger the corrective experience. Mm-hmm. So the corrective experience only comes in therapeutically where it is needed. So let's go back to the core here, which is we need to grow our self-worth. Our path of manifestation is a path of self-development where we're growing our self-worth all the time. And the corrective experience only come into align where needed, where that needs to grow. So if you're already in a position of having grown your self-worth a lot, you'll find that those corrective experiences might be a lot smaller, might be much, much more subtle. Okay. It might be quite a simple act of saying no to something. And you're like, oh, that didn't upset me or dysregulate me. I just put that boundary out and I moved on. That was a tiny little one because you don't need any more growth in that area. You're already, for that manifestation, you're already in line with it. I think the important thing here to point out is rather than focusing on these words of like bad or good things, it's about how we're showing up for what the universe is asking us to look at. Okay. And let's take those words bad away. Let's instead replace the word bad with challenging or uncomfortable. Okay. So if you said to me, let's talk about like the gym. If you said to me, Anna Cooney, all of a sudden, I'm just going to pretend I'm a PT. I'm not. I really want to get like super strong, really want to get really, really strong and fit. And I was designing a fitness program for you that was really challenging. You wouldn't be like, oh God, this is not what I want. This is awful. You'd be like, no, this is brilliant. Like, give me some heavy weights. You'd come out of an exercise session with me saying, that was really hard. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Let's reframe the word hard and challenging and say, all it means is growth. We do it to grow our muscles. We do it to grow our self-worth. So the harder the situation, the corrective experience, it just means that we are growing more, but how we show up for it is all that matters. Mm-hmm. Because we can show up for something by actually choosing not to. So old me, before I knew any of this is why my podcast and my branding is all my business and branding are all about alcohol. Old me didn't show up. Old me numbed. Old me said, I don't like feeling like this. I'm going to drink some wine because I don't want to feel like this anymore. And I'm going to ignore it. And that's not showing up for the corrective experience. Now, new me goes, oh, that doesn't feel good. That's interesting. Let me sit with that. Let me process that. Let me talk that through with people who are aligned that I know can hold space for me. And let me take the learning and let me move forward.
I really like that the reflection you've just done there of like old me, new me. And I think my take on that would be, old me, obviously it's not really about alcohol for me because I don't drink, but like old me would have, and I still do this to an extent, but noticed thoughts and spiraled and gone into anxiety and panic and health anxiety, and one thing would have became five things, would have become 55 things, and it would have just got more and more and more. Now I'm much better at going, oh, where's that thought popped in from? Oh, that's interesting. Why am I thinking that? Oh, okay. Hang on a minute. Hello, thought spiral. Hello, overthinking. Not today, thank you. Blah, 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 blah. And I kind of change it and I work on it. And I think, I'm not saying I'm perfect in any way on that, but I can see the change and I can see the shift. And I think manifesting is exactly that. It's about, I've written down the phrase, it's like being a mind PT. Okay, we're not PTs in terms of lifting heavy weights and growing muscles, but it's about working on reframes, working on challenging your language, looking at things that are triggering you and going, oh, I don't like that feeling. Why am I feeling that way? What's triggered me? What do I need to heal? What do I need to reframe? And I think what's coming out for this is, for me, for this, from this, is language, how we use language. You were using, like, let's reframe good and bad and say challenging or uncomfortable. The reason I don't like the word test is because I think it's pass fail, and pass fail doesn't feel good to me. Progress check feels like, ah, I can make progress here. Oh, okay, I've checked in and I haven't made progress, so next time I can change things. But I'm totally aware that some people might be like, no, I love the idea of a test because I like that challenge and it feels good. So as people are listening to this, think about the language you're using around manifesting. Think about the language you're using around these bumps in the road that are coming up. Are you going into that teenage mindset of, oh, why does this all happen to me? This is so unfair. Like Kevin and Perry, if anyone gets that right.
Yeah.
Or are you in a place where you can go, oh, this is a really horrible experience. I don't like this experience. Where can I grow from it? How can I get out of it? How can I move away from it? I feel like you're about to say something.
That's right. So just to add to what you're saying about the word, the language there, like, that's why I actually prefer the term corrective experience to even progress check. Because again, for me, with progress check, there's still that potential to tell ourselves, I'm not enough. Oh, haven't done enough work. I need to try harder. I need to heal more. Why have I not been doing more? And actually, no, the corrective experience, think about, you know, we're on a timeline. It's your higher self saying, oh, sweetheart, look, you're not quite heading in the right direction. Let me just nudge you over here and then you'll be on a much higher timeline. And then we can go, oh, thank you. That was really helpful. Like, that was supposed to feel horrible. It was there to help me understand how to get onto my higher timeline. I'm so grateful for how horrible that made me feel.
I've just had this like powerful memory, which may actually be true because where I'm picturing it would have been where it was happening. But the vision I just saw was like a little girl on her bike with stabilizers and a parent just correcting her. You know, when you take stabilizers off a bike, yeah, and for the first time you're wobbling. And I don't know if my dad actually did this, but where I'm picturing it would have been, I don't know, our minds make up memories sometimes, but it's that like, oh, no, hang on. No, keep trying. No, keep going. Keep pedaling. You've got it. Come on, keep doing it. And almost like the parent standing behind you, just holding on, just yeah, when you wobble, but putting you back up, not putting your stabilizers back on to go, oh, well, never mind. But going, keep going. Keep trying. Oh, you fell. You're fine. Get up. You'll be okay. It's like a really wholesome kind of, imagine the universe is doing that. Imagine the universe is going, yeah, that did make you feel uncomfortable, but it's going to be okay. What can you do differently next time? Or don't mm-hmm. worry, you're being supported. This is just a bump in the road. It's not about your self-worth. It's not about that thing isn't possible for you. Because this is another thing. I think if we're talking about manifesting patterns, I'd love to know your take on when people get into the headspace of, this isn't working, I can't do it, the money's not coming, the job's not coming, because to me, that's a manifesting pattern as well. So what's your take on that situation?
This is about stories and self-talk, isn't it? And the stories that we're spinning around what's happening. And this is why, like, that visual of the universe, like, knocking us back on track is really, really helpful. Because if you think about it, like, let's say you are in a rut. Let's say you're in a big rut and you need to make some big changes to call in what needs to be coming. Okay. Now, when we're in ruts, sometimes we might feel like, you know what? The universe is just sending me all these tests, and like, it's not fair. Why is this happening? Yeah. It's just one thing after another. Like, this happened, this happened. But when we actually change the story and say, no, I'm not being punished. The universe can see I need to make some changes, and it's trying to help me. It's trying to show me. So, you know, those uncomfortable feelings, they are just our inner fire alarm going off saying, okay, you need to look at this. They need to look at this, and then you need to look at this, and then we'll be back on track. So, for example, if you are doing a job that is absolutely out of alignment with your higher purpose, and you know that you want to make some changes, but you're a little bit too comfortable in that job, mm-hmm. the universe is going to start throwing you things that are going to make you feel very uncomfortable, so that you have no choice but to go, you know what, I'm done. I actually can't work here anymore. And it might feel like you're being punished at the time, but it's the universe going, no, I'm not going to let you get too comfortable there, because I have bigger plans for you. And this is where corrective experiences, progress tests, whatever we call them, are all about helping us to clear space. And when we actually look at the manifestation process and the patternings, you can write them as a list, but really it's a cycle, and the cycle's moving all the time on lots of different levels. And really, the start point to manifest anything, in my personal opinion, is about clearing space, letting go of that which no longer serves us to make room to call in the new. Now, how do we clear space? A lot of the time, if we don't do it automatically, the universe prompts us, nudges us to clear space. You know, and if we're really out of tune with ourselves, if we're really not listening to ourselves, the universe has to nudge us to clear space through rock bottoming us. So, it, you know, we get fired. Mm-hmm. We get broken up with, because that thing was not in alignment for us anyway, and we weren't doing anything about it or listening to the science. The universe is like, all right, okay, let me just course correct you. I'm going to pull the rug out from underneath you to help you clear the space. If that makes sense, it all links together.
Absolutely. And I think if we zoom out from this, if you take the perspective that everything in our lives is to help us in some way, if we can keep that in the back of our minds, when we have to navigate a difficult situation, yes, sometimes it's like, whoa, this is horrible. This is really unexpected. This has made me feel all these feelings. If you can then go, but I know on some level this is going to help me, you can navigate so many situations with such grace and ease. Like, I'm not saying that if you suddenly are fired or your boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with you, that you have to go, oh, okay, great. What's the good experience coming from this? No, we're human beings. Cry, eat the Ben and Jerry's, phone a friend, like do all of those things and then go, whew, okay. So there's obviously something better. There's obviously something good that's coming from this. I just need to get into the headspace that that is coming, that that is for a good reason. And I think this is the difficulty, that if we get so into this feels really crappy, we can't get into alignment with something that could be better. Like relationships, I think, is a good one. Most people have had previous boyfriends or girlfriends, previous relationships, and at the time being broken up with or having to break up with someone, or just a mutual breakup of a relationship, feels really horrible because suddenly that person who was really important in your life isn't there anymore for some reason. But most people can look back and go, that was great at the time, but now I've learned this about myself, or then I had this relationship, or if I hadn't broken up with them, I wouldn't have traveled the world, or I wouldn't have done this. Or it's that hindsight benefit. And I think it's so important to know, I feel like I've said that phrase a lot today, but I think it's so important to have in the back of your mind, everything is working out for me. I like the phrase, I get to win either way. So let's say you're going for a job interview. It's like, okay, I win if I get the job, and I win if I don't get the job. Because if I get the job, amazing. I want the job. I'm going to be really happy. I'm going to be in employment. I'm going to be doing something I enjoy. If I don't get the job, then that means that that's not the right job for me, that there's something even better, or there's a new experience, or there's a new door that's going to open. I might not know what it is yet. And it's okay to feel like the getting the job is better because you know what that looks like. But if you can sit in, I win either way, you just take so much stress out of the situation.
I think it's really important just to reflect back at you that you pointed out about the eat the Ben and Jerry's, cry. Okay. Because this, again, let's look at the patterning here.
Yeah.
This is a very important part of the process. And I think it's important to highlight this because it's so easy, especially when we're really into manifestation theory, it's so easy to spiritually bypass ourselves and say, I do it sometimes. I want to jump past that bit, and I want to jump to the learning, and I want to jump to, oh, how is this going to help me manifest more? And actually, we need to feel the uncomfortable feelings. We need to process. We need to surrender to, you know what? I want to lie in bed and cry. I want to sit and eat a whole tub of Ben and Jerry's, and I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to feel awful about the fact that I've just had my heart broken. We don't want to get stuck there for too long, but we will get stuck there if we don't just surrender and go, this feeling is healing, and I'm going to let it move through me. The quicker we do that, the quicker it does move through us. But also, that's where part of the learning comes from. We do not learn properly that fire is not safe until we've stuck our finger in the flame as a child and gone, oh yeah, that hurt. I remember my mum telling me when I was very little, like, don't touch the iron.
Yeah.
And obviously I touched it and I burnt myself because I was like, I wonder what that feels like. Oh, that's what being burnt feels like. Noted. Noto bene, don't do that again.
I know. No, I'm laughing because I did exactly the same thing. When I was about 4 years old, my dad had put a tile on a barbecue and had to go inside. It's always when dad was looking after me. He's a great dad, but it just makes me laugh. Mum was probably inside going, argh! Anyway, and dad basically said, do not touch that. It's hot. Do not touch. I will be back in 30 seconds. What did I do? I put my hand flat on the top of it. Burnt it, was in a bandage that apparently I called a bandridge, well done me, for like weeks. And I can still smell the smell of the cream that they had to, I had to basically have the dressing changed. It was a really bad burn. Like, I don't know which hand it was now, probably my right, because I'm right-handed, but it's exactly that. And I feel like you can tell you and I grew up in the Bridget Jones era, like, we spoke about it just before we started recording, that, like, she's watching TV, she's in her pyjamas, she's eating Ben and Jerry's, but it is a really important part. And I know in the past, I've sort of thought to myself, can I show, I don't even know if I'm going to use the word weakness, but can I show feelings of anxiety, can I show manifesting mistakes, I'm doing air quotes, because won't people go, but wait, she teaches this, she talks about manifestation, she's a coach, why is she feeling those things? And I was like, no, because if I don't show those things, I'm implying that we shouldn't have emotions, and I'm implying that everything should go smoothly, and that's not true. Like,
yeah,
you and I message all the time about things where we're like, I'm feeling really this and I think it's this, and then quite often before the other one's replied, we've sent a message going, oh, I know what this is about, oh, it's because of this, oh my god, I feel so much better already. And it's like, you have to feel the feeling first to be able to move through it. And I think that's a really important pattern to talk about.
Yeah, and it's basically, sometimes we need to run back into the fire as well as doing it for the first time to get burnt, to take the learning. And the learning, our emotions are there to help us. So I'll give an example. I had a boundary test recently, and it made me feel really, really, really uncomfortable, and really kind of spooked out, if you like, for like 24 hours. And when I was talking to you about it and we were picking it apart, like, the fact that I felt really uncomfortable was the most important part of it. It was a warning. Like, if you do not have clear boundaries, like, it's not safe. And I needed to feel unsafe in that situation to really hoist in the importance of having safe boundaries. And if you think about this as a corrective experience, I'm just like, oh, you know what? I feel like my higher self gave me that corrective experience because there's something that was coming up on my timeline that I've just been protected from, that I am now, that's now not going to happen because I've taken that learning, I've made some changes, and like that's just knocked me back on track.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it's not even about that particular experience, it's about the bigger picture of it. So not specifically about that experience, but like about, oh, okay, setting healthy boundaries is really good for me because of X, Y, and Z. Let's talk about, so we're talking about obviously patterns with manifesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the positive side of this. So for me, the positive side of patterns with manifesting is when you are in flow, when you are like, oh my gosh, I manifested this. Oh my gosh, I manifested that. Oh wait, another. Like, have you got any experiences of that, or can you kind of talk on that?
I love that. Right. Okay. So what you're describing is what I would call being your most magnetic self, or which is also a synonym for your authentic self. And often when I'm speaking to clients about this, I say to them, right, what's the time in your life where that you would describe as a golden era? And we've all got a time that you can look back on and go, oh, you know what? That was such a golden era. I was so happy. My self-worth was really high. I loved everything about my life and everything just came to me. Like, everything was magical. Like, everyone's got a time in their life, however long or short that was, where they felt like that. And ultimately, when we go through this spiritual human experience that we've all come to experience, really, we're always trying to get back to that feeling of that magnetic version of ourselves. And actually, that magnetic self never goes anywhere. That's the core of who we are. It's just that we get layered up with pain, shame, and programming that kind of mutes that. And all the healing that we do on ourselves is about peeling those layers off so that like magnetic self can shine through. And that's when we feel ourselves getting back into that flow. And for me, it is a feeling. It's that kind of wholesome, childlike, slightly mildly excited sort of feeling, slightly Christmas morning-y feeling of, like, oh, everything's just a bit delicious.
A bit buzzy, a bit, because in BWRT, in some of the protocols, I use this thing where I get people to create a feeling of that time. And that time can be a feeling when they felt success, elation, joy. And as you were describing it, the one that always comes up for me, I'm not really sure why, but I have this vivid flashbulb memory of, it was probably about midnight, but driving in my car after getting my A-level results. Obviously I didn't get them at midnight. I'd been out to a party, and obviously I don't drink, so the benefit is I could drive myself home. And I'd been out to this party, and I just remember just being in that moment of, oh my gosh, today has been an incredible day. And like feeling so good, feeling so high vibe, feeling so like all that hard work came together. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so excited. I visualize, right? So when I was in year seven, the sixth formers had like completely different outfits, and they got to wear these dresses. And I remember being in year seven and walking along and being like, oh, can you imagine what it's going to be like when I'm 18 and I've got my A-levels and and I'm not going to say what grades I got because it's not important. And I don't want anyone else listening to this to think, oh, I didn't get those grades or I got these. It's not about that. It was purely about the feeling. And I visualized in year seven what I wanted, and that's what I got. And I was just like, oh. And I can feel it now. And everyone will have a thing. And it doesn't have to be to do with exams. It doesn't have to be to do with anything in particular. It can be just like a positive feeling that represents who we truly are. That like, yeah, what did you say? Buzzy, excited, like slightly childlike Christmas morning feeling. Oh, yeah. Love it.
That feeling being whole. So I know I'm in alignment when I notice it when I wake up in the morning. So you know when you wake up in the morning and you kind of roll over and you stretch and you do a big breath in and you sigh and you think, oh, yes. You're just excited to get up. Like, that's when I know all is well.
Side note, Annika would be doing that at 5 a.m. I would not be doing that at 5 a.m. If someone woke me up at that point, you would not be getting, ah, from me. You'd be getting, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Go away. Putting my eye mask back on and throwing the duvet over my head. But
even if I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to go back to sleep for a bit, it's that feeling of excited contentment. It's like a peaceful excitement is how I would describe it. Does that resonate? Like peaceful excitement in your tummy?
Absolutely. And it's almost like you can't put your finger on it, but you can. And I think what we're saying is, if you can get the more you can get into that feeling, not if, the more you can get into that feeling, the more you're your magnetic self, or I would say you're in flow, you're in alignment. And then as a result, things just start coming to you. And then because of the way our reticular activating system works, the more we're like, oh, I just manifested blah, blah, blah. Like, I manifested a refund from my water company because I had been overpaying, and they were like, would you like to do this or would you like a refund? I was like, I'd like a refund, please. Now, I realize it is my own money, but it feels like this wonderful treat. And then as a result, I'd focused on that. And then I saw something else. I was like, oh, and I've got that. And I've got that. And I'm sure recently we sent each other some voice notes and you were saying, I'm just in such a manifesting flow right now. So how can people get into that state?
So this is where we've got to be very, very careful about spiritually bypassing ourselves, because we get so excited about, I want to feel like that all the time, that when we then get a corrective experience, we're like, go away. I don't want you. I want to feel like that again. And this is when we get stuck. Mm-hmm. And it's understandable. But what we need to remember is that the feeling of being magnetic is, as I said, like joy or euphoria island. It's the magnetic island. We're always traveling towards it. And just also know that that feeling of being magnetic is always, we're always looking to grow and strengthen that vibration. So it gets better and better. Each time we come back to that version of ourselves, it's stronger and clearer and better than it was before. But we have to honor every single uncomfortable corrective experience is a road sign. It's a direction to help us get to the place we want to be. So it's about leaning into and honoring those uncomfortable feelings, knowing they're taking us back to where we want to go, rather than going, oh, for God's sake, I was feeling so good. I was doing so well at my manifesting, and now I'm being rubbish and I feel rubbish. It's not fair. And I have it all the time with clients. Oh, I was doing so well, and now everything's fallen apart and I'm really bad at manifesting. No. No. The universe is just helping you up level, but you need to show up for it and trust that it's taking you where you want to go.
So I'm going to give possibly the weirdest analogy, but what I've heard you say there is that sometimes we're so like, oh no, I don't want to look at that because I'm trying to stay in my happy place, that we shy away from something that could actually make us grow faster. So here is my silly analogy. Epilating your legs. We all know that if you epilate your legs, it hurts. It's like it's quite a prickly, potentially uncomfortable feeling. But the more you epilate your legs, the less you have to do it and the less the hair grows back. So if you were looking to have a hair-free leg, actually just picking up the epilator and doing it gets you closer and closer to the feeling you want. So my theory is, okay, if you go, oh, that's uncomfortable, let me feel it, let me look at it, let me challenge it, let me change it, you get back to the good feeling faster and you stay there longer. So in the long run, it's better, right?
And actually, what you're just describing there is, as you know, my favorite word at the moment is brave. Okay. And when we want to manifest the big stuff, we need to be brave, because we need to show up for these corrective experiences and we need to walk through our fears, knowing that they are taking us where we want to go. Picking up the epilator is an act of bravery. I can do this. I can do hard things, as Glennon Doyle says. And all of these corrective experiences, the more we show up with bravery, the quicker we move through, then the quicker we manifest. Fortune favors the brave.
I love it. And it's never that bad. Like, no. I'm going to use the epilating again. You build it up to be something and then you're like, oh, it's actually all right. Oh, it's done. Oh, brilliant. Now I feel better. It's the feelings. Right. Annika, I think we have covered so many good nuggets of like manifestation and patterns. I think we've talked about the negative patterns and then how to get into the positivity. Where can people find out more about you? What have you got coming up? Because if people are like, oh, I love what she's saying, I want to know more, where can people find out more?
Thanks so much. Well, actually, I've got two things on the horizon. If you are someone who is currently sober curious, or you're newly sober and you'd like to learn more about how to step into your manifestation power in sobriety, why alcohol is a manifestation block, and if you'd like to let go of any FOMO around drinking alcohol, then you would love my course Sober and Soulful. It starts at the beginning of September. It's a 6-week course. I will put the link in my show notes for this. It's £333 for the whole 6 weeks. It includes meditation audios, workbooks, and the weekly calls that will all be recorded. Also, every member of Sober and Soulful gets lifetime access to any future rounds for free. So you can come and jump in on any future calls. So that's if you are at the beginning of this journey. If you are what you would call an advanced manifestor.
We get a badge though, don't we? We get advanced.
If this ain't your first rodeo, if you know a lot about manifestation and you want to start looking at a really deep dive into spiritual growth, then you might like to take the last spot on my advanced manifestation course. Now, this starts on the 28th of July. It's a 5-week course, and it's an hour's call a week. And the reason that the group is actually only 4 people, because I want to give everyone lots of airtime to really share, evaluate, pick apart what's going on for them in relation to what we are learning and discussing. So if you would like to get that last spot, that spot is £250. Please click the link in the show notes, send me an email, and you can get that spot nabbed. And of course, if I have a lot of people request to do that, then I can always set up another group. But just to assure you, the group will never be, for the advanced manifestation course, never bigger than 4 people. Amazing. And of course, if you want to do one-to-one, then I can tell you about my coaching options.
Awesome. And where can people, what's your website? What's your Instagram so they can have a look around?
So my Instagram is at Coaching by Annika. Annika is spelled A-N-N-E-K-A. TikTok at Coaching by Annika _official. And my website is www.coachingbyannika.co.uk. And email is thrive@coachingbyannika.co.uk.
So the pattern here is remember Coaching by Annika and you will find her.
You'll find me. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. We Thanks will be doing me. Another episode of this back on Annika's podcast at some point in the future. So make sure to go and check that out. I'll leave all the information in the show notes and we will be back soon.
Thanks for having me. See you later.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day and I will see you all in the next episode.